Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So our sermon series of where we've been and where we're going, today we'll see how far we can get, but we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, mainly verses 14 to about verse 17. But I do want to go back and look at verse 13 a little bit. So we talked about this last week. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. So there's just a few things with this here. Number one, there are times that the enemy or evil is going to come and try to bring a battle our way. So that is the first truth for us to know. And if we are denying that, then that is one of the reasons why we are struggling. So it's like the person that says, your friends say to you, you know they don't like you. And you say, and you want everybody to like you. So you're like, they like me? Why wouldn't they like me? Why wouldn't they like me? And this is God saying that in our life as believers of Jesus Christ, there are times when evil is going to come our way. There are times when battles is going to come, and it is God's will that after whatever battle you are going through, for you still to be able to be standing firm, firm-footed on the ground. But the only way we can do that is by putting on the armor that God has made ready for us to put on. So verse 14 says this, stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand, it's always sound like he preaching with me. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Where has God planted you? Who are you? Whoever that is, God is saying, stand your ground. But it's not in your own strength. It's in the strength of God. If you go back to verse 10 in Ephesians 6, so it's not in my own strength that I'm standing my ground, but there's a reason why God is saying, don't be moved by everything. Don't be moved by every wind of doctrine. Don't be moved by every fad. Do y'all remember a few weeks ago, somebody was saying that the world was going to come to an end? I don't know if y'all saw that, and if you didn't, I'm so glad that you didn't. It's nonsense. It's foolishness. But if we are in the place where we're so desperately looking for something outside of God, we will be tossed to and fro. And when the dust settles, when the battle's in, whatever battle it is that we're going through, we will crumble. But in God, God is saying to all of us, but specifically to someone today, stand your ground in God. Amen? Like, don't falter. If I fall, get up. If you're in a place right now where you feel as if you tripped, which means that you did something that you weren't supposed to do, get up. And that's part of standing your ground. Don't lay there. Ask God, forgive me, Lord, for doing whatever it is that I did that I know that is not right in your sight. But God, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to stand my ground. And you say, well, Pastor Will, what if I mess up tomorrow? Get back up. Stand your ground. That's what God is saying. Stand your ground. It's almost like saying this. God is saying this directly to someone. Stand up. I don't know if you ever had parents or whoever, and they say, sit up, stand up straight. Stop slouching over. You ever hear that? Anybody ever say that to you? Stand up straight. That's what God is saying. God is our backbone. He's got you. I remember one day, and it didn't happen, right? But this is the way I felt. I don't know what I was crying over. You know, I was like, God, I don't know if I could do this. Oh, no, I just want to quit, and I don't want to do this no more. Oh, and it felt like spiritually, like, God, can I, I'm not going to grab you too hard. But it was like God, like, kind of like grabbed me and was like, stand up. And I believe every once in a while, sometimes there's God, Jesus will look on people with compassion. But then every once in a while, he will walk in the temple and start kicking over tables. I think there is moments when God's saying, I need for you to stop acting like you ain't got no strength in me. Stop acting like you don't know how to pray. Stop acting like you don't know how to find some good songs that can that get you in God's presence. Stop acting like you don't know Psalm 23. Stop acting like you wasn't raised in the church. Stop. Stand up. But what if? Stand up. And stop slouching over. Amen. That must have been for somebody because I got stuck right there for a moment. Maybe for all of us, because we hit these different places. So how do we stand up? How do we stand our ground? It says this, putting on, you heard me talking to the young people about it, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. So let's break this down. So where can we find God's truth? John 17, 17, Jesus says this, make them holy, make them consecrated, make them set apart by your truth. It's the same word that's in Ephesians. Teach them your word, which is truth. So if somebody asks you, what is truth? You point them to the word of God. The word is truth. Truth. Well, how do I know whether or not what I'm doing is right or wrong? What does the Bible say? Not my philosophy, not what someone told me. Whenever I feel as if I'm not quite sure what I should be doing, what does the Word of God say? And if I don't know what the Word says, then when I go back to this, it is difficult for me to stand my ground because I don't have on the belt of truth, or I don't even, my waist is not even brought together by the word of God. Amen? So it's hard for me to even stand up because I don't know what the Bible says. So the reason why I'm slouched over, because there's nothing that's keeping me upright. There's nothing in my mind that's keeping me upright because I'm believing every lie. People like lies more than the truth. You know why? Because the truth is straightforward. It's not fluffy. It's like, do this. You're like, well, what about that? Do this. But can I add a little paprika to it? No. Do this. Well, that's so boring. It's going to keep you upright. Amen? So make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. The word of God is truth. So stand your ground. You can put it this way. Put it on the belt of truth, which comes from the word of God. In with the Roman soldier, this is where Paul is getting these the armor idea come from. The Roman soldier, when they put on their belt, it was a sign of preparing themselves for action or service, readiness and alertness. So here it is. Here's my question to us today. What is it that you believe God is getting you ready for? So listen, so don't just run out there with no belt on. This may be more for our guys here, maybe females, y'all. I ain't going to talk about the pants that's hanging way down near the ankles type of thing, because sometimes they got a belt on, which is interesting. But I'm talking about when we were younger and we forgot our belt. There were some people that was real creative, a part of Purpose Church, that forgot their belt, and they were real creative with it. That's an inside joke. Some other people here would know something about that. But if you ever ran out, maybe as a young man, and you forgot your belt, and you were still trying to play football, and you're running around like this, you can't do what it is that God wants you to do when you ain't have a belt on. When you don't have the truth around your waist, you're running out here saying, all right, God, I'm ready to do some things based upon what? do we have, is our waist surrounded with the word of God? Do I have the word holding up my, am I going to say this word right, my britches, is that right? What's holding up my pants? What's holding you up? And the reality is the sword that maybe we'll get to later, that all went to the, and the armor was connected to the belt. So if you ain't got no belt, you in trouble. So what is God calling you to action for? What is God calling you to service for? What is God preparing you for? And then this alertness, get into the word of God. Please, please, please do not just run out here saying, I'm going to go do big things for God and not meditate upon the word of God. You need it. 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 You need it as your substance. Listen, gifts and callings come without repentance. What does that mean? That I may be gifted to do something, and God won't take that gift back away from me. But just because I'm gifted doesn't mean that I have a wonderful relationship with God. I could be, I'll use myself as an example. I can be up here preaching and teaching and not have any substance of the word of God within me. And you know what will happen is trials and tribulations will come and I'm going to fall because there's nothing holding me up. And so what is it that God is calling you to do? Answer the call, but don't neglect getting the word of God in you. The word of God is more important getting in me than me up here preaching to you guys. God is more concerned about my development personally than my gift. And sometimes we flip it and we say, I'm going to use my gift to show that I'm in this wonderful relationship with God. God has said, no, be in a great relationship with me and allow the gift to flow from that. And the gift is developed by reading, meditating, and hearing the word of God. Amen? So here's some scriptures that go in line with this. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is not just for the preacher or the Sunday school teacher or the Bible study person that should be skillful in the word of God. Listen to me. Every believer in Jesus Christ should be studying the word to rightly divide it, cut it up so that I can receive it for my personal life. Your preacher and your teacher and Bibles, all of, is just coming along to help. Like on Sundays, all it is gathering and reminding you of what you should be reading during the week. It should not be the only substance that you're receiving for the week. Because that means you came in real hungry. And what happens is that if we're not in the Bible, we're not reading the Bible, first God has to speak to kind of cut through all the other stuff that's going on in our mind. And then he's able to say, okay, now here's the word. So if I've been entertaining podcasts that has nothing to do with God all week, songs that has nothing to do with God all week, friends and families that has nothing to do with God all week, and then I come into church, it's like I got cobwebs all over my mind, and God has to come through with the word and clear all that out, and then finally say, oh, there is the heart of the person. Now I can feed them the word. I hope that y'all are hearing what I'm saying. And this is a lot of times the reason why it's like, for me personally, it's, man, how come he didn't finish the whole message? Because sometimes God is saying, like, it's almost like, what do you call that? The person, you're going through the wood, and they got that big knife thing in their hand. What's that called? The machete, right? So imagine that we're trying to get to a destination, but because there's been no activity in this area for so long, someone first has to go through and clear a pathway. Then finally we get there and we say, here you go. But by the time we get to the place where we're able to serve dinner, it's time to go. And then it is the hope that during the week, we do not allow different things to grow back in that space that was just cleared out. Man, I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. What we are meditating upon during the week will determine whether or not or how quickly we can receive what it is God is speaking through his word. But if I'm not reading the Bible during the week, if I'm not praying and connecting with God, if I'm not listening to some worship music and something connecting, and if Sunday is the only day, there's a lot of stuff that God has to work through. Just naturally. And I'm not even talking about the stuff that the enemy is going to try to throw. Amen? There's the word in the Bible that says Selah. Pause and think about that. And so the next scripture says this in Joshua 1:8. He's talking about, and this is the Old Testament, the book of the law. He says, this book of the law, just receive this as God's word, shall not depart out of your mouth. That means I shouldn't stop talking about God's word, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So prosperity and success in God's eyes comes through the meditation of God's word. But if I'm there, the word of God has the ability to shift things in my mind so that I can see things from God's kingdom perspective. Amen? And so if you are believing for success in an area of your life, but it feels as if it's cloudy, spend time in God's word and allow God's word to begin to move through the dust and the clouds so that you can see what God is trying. It's God is speaking to someone in your heart, but here it's cloudy and it's not making sense. And God is saying, spend time in my word, and my word will have the ability to cause the clouds to move so that you can see what it is that you're sensing. But if you're looking for it only through podcasts or conversations, you're missing a huge part of God's revelation. This is real, and this is more real than anything else. Amen. So it continues on. The belt of truth, be prepared for action or service, readiness and alertness by studying the word of God. There must be a good amount of people in here. You're about to take a next step into something, whatever it is. And God is saying, I need you to get more hungry for the word of God. Get in the word. The next part of this, it says, and this feels like a Bible study, so if you're one of those people that start falling asleep in the military, we tell people, stand up in the back if you fall. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. So this piece of the armor is designed to protect the soldier's vital organs during battle. You guys can see that. Symbolic of strength and defense. Spiritually, the breastplate of righteousness protects our mind, our will, and our emotions, which leads to our decisions. So as a believer of Jesus Christ, when we receive Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior, we are put in right standing with God. But sometimes the attack will come and say to our mind, you ain't right. God don't love you. You ain't gonna make it to heaven. All of that. Remember what you did before? What if somebody, And we've got to protect our heart. You've got to protect your mind and your emotions, because the enemy will come, protecting the organs, and try to poke a hole in that. You have to know, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, you have to know that you are now in right standing with God. When God looks at you, he says, this child right here is in right standing with me. This does not mean that I'm perfect, but it means that the blood of Jesus Christ has perfected me. So when God looks at me, he's not just looking at me. He's looking at me through the shed blood of his son, Jesus. If you are a believer, you are in right standing with God. And it is from that place of right standing that I live my life. Don't try to work. God, I hope I get into heaven. Why are you hoping? Receive Jesus and believe that it's a done deal. But what if I messed up? You are in right standing with God. Ask God to forgive you. We had a mentor, he would say, what was it? Admit it, quit it, forget it, and move on. Admit that I did wrong. Ask God to help me, so repent. Not a 360, but 180. Stop doing it and move on. But that does not remove you out of right standing with God. So if anybody is here and saying, I hear people saying this, I'm just trying to make it into heaven. Why are you trying? We're not good enough. There's only one person who was able to die a sinless life and open up the way for us to get into heaven, and that is Jesus. That's it. And all we got to do is receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That is it. And when you do that, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So all this conversation of, oh, when I get to the pearly gates and I meet St. Peter, and Peter is looking in the book, and then he's like, ooh, you did this and you did that wrong. Stop all that. I'm just hoping that I make it in. Stop hoping and receive Jesus. Done deal. And the reason why that is so important, because once I get that right in my heart, then I'm not trying to wrestle over that. Now I can move and live my life from a different level. If you are still fighting the devil over righteousness, he's got you down here. I don't know if I'm going to make it in. I hope I see you, Randy. You need to know. And guess what? And if today you're not sure, we're going to pray a prayer later that you can pray to seal it. Amen? But the enemy will come and say, you ain't right. God don't love you. And this is the reason why we've got to hold, we got to have the breastplate of righteousness to protect our mind, our wills, and our emotions against the attack of the enemy. Are y'all still with me? The next one, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. I like the Amplify says this, having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy, firm, here we go again, firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. So what is the gospel? And some of us as believers of Jesus Christ, we're like, somebody ask us, what's the gospel? Come to church next Sunday and my pastor will preach about it. We need to know. So here it is. Paul says this, let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news or the gospel. I preached to you before. You welcomed it in, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. Unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. Can I just stop right there? That some of us, it's like, yeah, I'm saved. Because when I was 2 years old, I got baptized when I was 5. Hey, can I challenge you that if you believe you gave your life to Christ when you was a little child, can I challenge you to check that? Because do you realize that we can follow religious patterns and says, well, I know that hymn, and I know when to stand up, and I know the Our Father, and all of that, I must belong to God. But can you imagine that my life ends, And Jesus says, I never knew you. Why? Because I thought works meant salvation. It's not. And so can I challenge us today? If you're like, when I grew up in my grandfather's church, he told me to get baptized. And because I did what he told me, I didn't know what I was doing, I just got baptized. And I believe I'm a Christian. I don't know why I keep messing up, but I believe I'm a Christian. Can I challenge, if that's you, check that today. Because as Paul is saying, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place, when we receive Christ, there should be some type of transformation that takes place in our life. Amen? Boy, I'm knocking on some doors today, aren't I? Good Lord, Pastor Will. Verse 3, and this is it, the gospel. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also had been passed on to me. Here's the gospel. Here's the good news. Christ died for our sins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel. This is the good news. Verse 4, he was buried. And he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. So if anybody asks you, what is the gospel? What is the good news? What's the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and then on the third day, he was raised from the dead. That is the gospel. Somebody's going to ask you this week, why do you believe what you believe? What is it that you believe? Why do you go to church? How come you ain't chilling on Sunday? Why are you here? It's because I believe that Jesus died for my sins, that he took my place. And if I was to die today, when I receive him as my righteousness, I know that I'll be with the Father. That is the most important thing. Amen? So each and every day, we put on our feet the good news, and we prepare for whatever journey God has ahead of us, even if it's me just going to work. I get my mind right, and I say to myself, you know what, Lord? I know today might be a challenging day, but I'm so glad that I'm saved. I am so glad that I have Jesus in my life. And so now, as I go on my journey, my feet are covered with the good news. That means whatever path I tread, I have the gospel surrounding my feet. No one can deter me. No other religion, no other group, no spirituality, no paganism, no other idol worship, no other religion, because I know who I am in Jesus Christ. Today you are finding yourself not prepared. That's not all the full armor, but we'll stop there. If you're finding yourself not prepared, God is saying today, get in the Word. But as we pray this prayer today, I'm going to ask the congregation to, if you've already prayed a prayer, I'm going to ask that you'll pray it out loud as well. Because there might be somebody here that says, you know what? I want to pray this prayer to ask Jesus into my life as my personal Lord and Savior, but I don't want nobody to hear me. I did that several times when I was younger. I'm afraid we're not going to ask you to come to the front. You can stay right where you are and seated. But if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, or you did, and you're not quite sure if you really believed it, I'm going to invite you to pray this prayer today. If my life was to end today, where am I going? Two places, one or two. And once my life is over with, I can't negotiate which direction I'm going in. And there's no one here on earth that can pray me into another place. When my eyes close and my heart stop beating, immediately I'm going somewhere for eternity. And whether or not I have received Jesus in my life as my Lord and Savior determines whether my direction for eternal life is heaven or my direction for eternal life is hell. Amen? That's a hard truth, but it's the truth. Amen. And so if our media team, can you go to the slide with the prayer of salvation towards the end? And again, this is an invitation that if you've never prayed a prayer to ask or accept Jesus, the Son of God, the one who died for our sins, into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, asking you. But I am going to ask again, congregation, if you've prayed the prayer, if you can still recite it or repeat after me, just in case someone here is a little nervous and don't want to say it out loud. Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I invite Jesus into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And because of this belief and because of this confession, I am saved. Praise God. But that's it, y'all. Praise God. If that was the first time you prayed that, and here's the miracle, the beauty behind it. If that was the first time you prayed, you're immediately in right standing with God. And now from that place, if you want to get baptized, let's get baptized, right? If you want to do this and do that, but your eternal life is now secure in God. Praise Jesus. Amen? Man, that's huge. And so I just want to pray a prayer. We usually invite our prayer team. Prayer team will be up here at the altar at the end of the service. But I want to pray a prayer as we prepare to go into this prayer and fasting. I'll just pray a corporate prayer. If you want individual prayer after service, you can come up. I'm praying for strength. I'm excited for all of y'all. I'm excited about me as well. But I believe that God is doing something amazing in your life. And this is not one of them things I'm talking about, God gonna give you a new car. I ain't talking about that. God gonna give you a new house. If you ain't married, you're gonna get, no. I'm talking about a personal relationship with God as you stand up tall. And you're able to start seeing things that you couldn't see before, things that you were struggling with that you won't struggle with like that anymore. I'm talking about personal relationship. If it produces things that you're believing God for that is materialistic, praise God, go for it. But God is more concerned about a personal relationship, and that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited that someone is going to feel lighter as we're going through these 21 days of prayer and fasting. That's what I'm excited about. But we got to stick with it. Amen? If you, during the week, are wondering, I'm speaking this early, if you say, I don't know if I should go to church next Sunday, this is your message that you should go to church next Sunday. I don't know if I really should read my Bible and pray. This is your message that you should be reading your Bible and praying. And that's for people that need a sign. This is your sign. This is your sign. I think I should stop listening to that music that got all that crazy stuff in it. This is your message that you need to stop listening to music that got all that crazy stuff in it. I'm trying to cover the bases. This is your sign. That person that is not healthy for you, this is your sign that you need to distance yourself from them. So if you want a burning bush experience, you don't need it. I'm saying it to you right now. This is your sign to walk in and do the things that God wants you to do. Amen? So when Tuesday and Wednesday come, and you're like, should I? Hear me. This is your sign. Ain't nothing deep about it. This is your sign. Amen? Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.